A portion of the Old Testament lesson read to you just a moment ago. Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Make it deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. Then he said, Listen now, O house of David. Is it too slight a thing for you to try the patience of men that you will try the patience of my God as well? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. In spite of the disparagement that signs receive when we look at the pages of Scripture, I don't think one could read through the pages of Scripture and deny that God is certainly not above giving signs. Almost from the inception of the Old Testament, signs are present. You will recall when Cain killed Abel. God put a mark, he put a sign upon Cain. And that sign was to be protection for Cain, that no one would slay him for what he had done. We don't know what that particular sign was or that particular mark was. There have been many theories. But regardless of what it was, God put some kind of a sign on Cain that said, Don't touch. I am protecting this one. And then there is, of course, the sign that God gave to Noah. The rainbow, that well-known sign, after the flood, after the exit from the ark, God placed his bow in the sky and said, Let this be a sign that I will never, ever, ever again destroy the earth by flood. That rainbow was a sign directly from God, not for protection for Noah, but for assurance that his word is true. That his promises are true. And then there's the story of the judge Gideon. Gideon, who God chose from the smallest of the tribes, one of the most insignificant clans in that tribe, he chooses Gideon to be his military leader against a foreign enemy. And Gideon says, I'm not ready for this task. I'm not ready for this sign. Choose somebody else. I'm too insignificant. And God said, No, you're the one. And Gideon says, Well, then give me a sign. And Gideon names his sign. Two times. One time, I'm going to put a woolen fleece out here. And if when I wake up in the morning, that fleece is soaking wet and everything around it is dry, I'll know. That's my sign. You have chosen me. And you're with me. And that's exactly what happened. But that wasn't good enough for Gideon. He had to have another sign. He said, I'll tell you what, this time, let the fleece be dry and everything else wet around it. And that's exactly what happened. And Gideon saw the sign, and Gideon did what God called him to do. In Gideon's case, the sign was of God's gracious presence with him. Three different signs in the Old Testament, three different initiatives for those signs. Two coming from God himself, one coming from Gideon. But the signs don't stop there. They continue throughout the prophets. As the prophets themselves are signs, and then, of course, the Gospel of John tells us that Jesus performed all kinds of signs. You see, he called the miracles of Jesus signs. Signs of what? Signs of who Jesus is. As we learned from the witness of the New Testament, Jesus is the living Word of God, the Son of God, and Jesus is the culmination of every promise God ever made. So in other words, Jesus is protection for His people. Jesus is the sign that God's Word is true. And Jesus is the sign of God's gracious presence with us. But there's also a problem with signs, and that is that each and every sign God gives can be explained away as something else. In Lot's case, well, who knows? Maybe he developed a scar of some kind when he cut himself. There's the explanation. The rainbow, well, we all know if it's raining, if the sun shines just right, you get the rainbow. Scientists can create rainbows in the lab. Can be explained away. The signs which Gideon asked for, well, those could be explained away too, depending on where he placed that fleece, depending on how the winds blew on a certain night. The signs which Jesus performed, well, as we all know it, they didn't convince everybody. Certainly not everyone believed who saw his signs. Signs are not out of the ordinary in the Scriptures. And Ahaz, King Ahaz, is presented with a very, very unique opportunity. He is told by the prophet, as he has two foreign kings literally at his gates, ready to storm his country and overtake it. The prophet comes in and says, I'll tell you, don't worry about it. God's going to take care of this situation for you. Ask anything you want of him for a sign. Anything at all. And Ahaz refuses. And so God says, okay. If that's the way you want to do it, I'll give you a sign. Now remember what we said. The signs of God can be explained away. But now here's one coming to Ahaz. Ahaz, get ready. Because here comes a sign from God Himself. And the prophet opens his mouth and says, here's your sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son. That's it. A child is going to be born. Wonderful news for Ahaz. I wonder what went through his mind. But this text is extremely important for the Christian church. Not only because of its doctrine of the virgin birth, the virgin conception, but because of what this sign points to. And this sign given to King Ahaz by the prophet Isaiah, this sign points to an ultimate promise of God, the ultimate promise of fulfillment, the ultimate promise of protection, the ultimate promise and surety that God's word is true. Because as we heard in the reading from Matthew this morning, the fulfillment of this particular prophecy is found in the birth of Jesus of Nazareth. In Him, every promise of God is true. He is the ultimate sign, if you will. The sign of protection. Protection against the evils of hell. The evil one himself. The sign of divine being with an individual, divine presence, as was given to Gideon. Lo, I am with you always, Jesus says, even to the end of the age. And it is the sign, the most certain sign that God's word is true. Everything He says is true. This is the sign that has been given to us. This is the last of God's signs, we are told. It is His final word. Every promise, every sign finds its culmination in Jesus Himself. And this is the sign given to you and to me. God, are you really watching out for me? I want some kind of a sign so that I know you are indeed watching over me. You are protecting me. And God says, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. God, are you really with me always? Are you really right here by my side in this situation and that situation and the other situation? Are you really there? I don't feel you. The prophet comes and says, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And then, of course, my Lord, is your word true? Do you really forgive me for what I've done? Have you really made a place for me in heaven? Give me a sign so I can be sure. And the prophet comes and the prophet says, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Jesus is our sign. In Him is the fulfillment of everything God ever said, everything God ever did. And so in future, when those days of doubts begin to assail us, remember we have a sign that those doubts are false. For a child has been born to us. A son has been given to us. And His name is Emmanuel, God with us. We need no other sign. Amen.